Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Younger, your host of the Balanced Blonde Soul on Fire podcast. Here we go deep on all things astrology, awakening, wellness, motherhood, channeling, aliens, and so much more. We have deep conversations, we go to other realms. It's a lot of fun. So stick around, let's dive on in. I cannot wait to connect. Hello, welcome back to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. I am over the moon for today's guest and for you to hear this conversation with the fantastic one and only Gabby Bernstein. She pretty much needs no introduction. She is a 9 times New York Times bestseller. She is one of my biggest inspirations in life, one of my greatest expanders for my whole career and the path that I am on. And I have never felt more connected to her than I do now, which is saying a lot because I have felt connected to her from day one. But you'll see how this conversation is different and deeper than any of the other conversations we have had. This is Gabby's 3rd or 4th time on TBB. I would have her as an unofficial co-host if I could. She's amazing. This conversation goes deeper for so many reasons. One is because we were in Gabby's home. So there was just this super comfortable environment. I felt so honored to be there. And it was just such a beautiful atmosphere for deep connection and intimate conversation. And secondly, because I have not had Gabby on the show since before I uncovered the repressed memories from my childhood that I have talked about on this show over the course of the last year and a half. And that was me remembering repressed childhood trauma, pretty intense stuff that has really, really shaped every experience that I have had over the last year and a half. And it's just been so amazing to talk to Gabby about this because she has walked this path before me and before many of us. And it just feels like such a gift. I look up to her in so many ways. So we have a deep dive on that. This was also recorded on the day that I found out that I'm pregnant. And I thought I was going to have to cut that part out of the episode. But here we are. And I have announced the pregnancy. So you get to actually hear me telling Gabby, I'm pregnant. I found out this morning. You're like the first person that I'm telling. And that was just so special and so serendipitous. And then finally, we did a lot of channeling. She did a lot of channeling of Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer. And this is just so cool because getting to hear Gabby channel and experience her channeling is something that we can all gain so much from and learn so much from. And then finally, I really was hoping that by the time this episode came out, I would be able to share exciting news with you guys about my book. Given that in this conversation, you'll hear that Gabby and I are talking about book meetings that I had in New York. We're channeling about the book meetings. I kept this conversation on hold before I released it because I really, really wanted to have some news and have an offer for the book that I could shout from the rooftops and share with you guys. But the process is taking longer than I thought. And I just didn't want to hold this episode any longer because it's such a good one. But there are good things coming with the book. We are talking to one of my dream publishers, and I just hope and believe, I fully know that very soon I'll be able to share really exciting news with you guys. So consider this a behind the scenes, kind of like extra sneak peek into what that whole process was like and what that day was like. Finding out that I was pregnant, going to Gabby's home, recording this interview, and then going to that book meeting and sharing with them, hey, I just came from Gabby's house. We were actually channeling about this meeting and so many other things. What a cool life. What a time to be alive. And I am just honored to share this with you. You should check out Gabby, all of her books, all of her offerings. She is speaking in LA next week. I am going to be there. You should go. I don't know if tickets are sold out, but it's going to be wonderful. And with that, let's get into this conversation. If you enjoy it, please give us a rating and review on Apple and Spotify. I noticed that I have way more ratings and reviews on Apple than I do on Spotify. So if you're a Spotify listener, just go ahead and give it a little rating and then let me know so I can send you some free gifts and thank you for taking the time. Okay, with that, let's get into this conversation. Love you guys. We are here in your beautiful home. I'm so happy to have you on today, Gabby.
It's so nice to be with you.
I know, to be with you in person for right? the first time in, like we were saying, probably 10 years. How's that real?
I don't know. It's so strange to me.
Yeah, I know. We were different people back then.
Oh, very different.
I was so different. Yep. 10 years ago, outside of Whole Foods in Soho, which was my life at the time, Whole Foods.
Yep.
And you were on your way to the Hamptons.
Is that right? Oh
my God. You were getting a bunch of groceries in your car.
Oh my God. That's
your
a
husband.
Long time ago.
Yeah. I know. So wild.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
Yeah.
I have never resonated more deeply with everything that you share. So we're going to get into it today.
Let's do it.
We're going to go deep.
Let's do it.
Yeah. First, just tell us how you've been.
I have been great, Jordan. I have been, let's see, boundaried and and feeling very healthy inside and out, very aware and conscious and present. I feel really good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell that you're very boundaried because to even get in contact with you, it's like your wonderful assistant, your producer. But that's what I aspire to be.
Yeah. Of
and
course.
I'm so in it. Like I remember hearing you talk about this for so long. You felt like you needed to be in control of the business, every aspect of the business, get back to everyone, call everyone.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at, even though I've pulled back because I've had to, but I'm still a little too accessible.
Yeah. Yeah. How old are you?
32. No, 33. Yeah, I just turned 33.
I mean, I've got a decade on you, so you're doing just fine, Jordan.
Are you 43?
I'm 44.
Oh my God. Oh, look, 33, 44, the angel numbers.
Yeah, I just turned 44.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do your 40s feel?
Great. Really good. Things change. I'm glad that for you that you had babies young because when you have babies older, like I did, it's really a lot on your body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like you can bounce back easier when you're younger.
I mean, I don't think I've bounced back. Like, I have sciatica. Thank you. I feel good, but I have like physical pains and all sorts of things.
It's a lot. The sciatica will go away when you get pregnant again.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Do you want to have more kids?
No.
No, you feel good.
Totally done.
Yes. Your son is wonderful. He sounds so special.
He is so cool.
I was hoping he was going to be here today.
No, you weren't.
No.
It wouldn't really give us much of a space to do this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so something I've been dying to talk to you about, which I kind of told you before we started recording, is that you completely gave me permission, without you even knowing, to get on medication, which my audience knows, the journey postpartum and beyond.
Yeah.
It was postpartum, but it was really the remembrance of the repressed trauma that's still, like, I can barely think about it. But it's, it's there.
When did it come out for you?
So it came out exactly a year ago. I was in ketamine therapy sessions with Dr. Mike Dow, if you know him. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing author, just an amazing person. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it came up. And I remember that it had come up before on a different plant medicine journey about 4 years before. But the first time it came up, I didn't trust the memory. I'd questioned myself.
Yeah.
And I felt like that didn't happen. Yeah. That couldn't have happened to me. I have such a good memory.
Yeah.
I remember everything. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I kind of just
pushed
didn't
it down.
Think about it. I asked my parents about it and they had no idea what I was talking about. And then when it came back up after truly having not thought about it for those 4 years, I knew, oh, this really happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been hard because to this day, I don't know the details.
Yep.
I don't really know the who. I don't know the details.
Your body knows.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
Because this whole time, I have felt my body knows something that my mind doesn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read Happy Days?
Yes.
Okay, good. I wrote it for you.
I know. You have no idea. I read it. Cause it's crazy because you came on the podcast
last
summer,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
And I had read it, but when I read it the second time, because I hadn't remembered, I just was like, oh, I haven't had a repressed trauma, but this is so interesting. When I was going through that, I devoured every word.
Yeah.
And it was like a different book. It was hitting for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Isn't it amazing how our brain can just check it out? It's a beautiful thing for a period of time, but.
Yes.
When you're little, you can't comprehend that. So
yeah,
it's not, it's a beautiful thing, but it also keeps us from healing. So when we do let that, when that memory does come forward, it's can be at times like postpartum or it can be birthing or it can be in these pinnacle times in our life. You know, I was shortly after getting married and my husband left his job to run our business and we were talking about having children. So it's like when big changes happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not uncommon that that would happen for you then.
Yes, because it was the psychedelic therapy, but it was also being a mom and like seeing my son every day and wanting to preserve his safety and his joy.
Yes.
And then I started to feel everything. It's so confronting.
Yep.
It's so amazing to be a mother, but it's so confronting.
It really is. It really, really is.
So for everybody listening who might not know how you had your memory come back up, can you share with us?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I, like you, when I was in my 20s and 30s, was like running shit and working my ass off. And I got sober at 25, but then I never really knew I was a drug addict. And then I got, you know, became really career driven and big workaholism, but sort of kind of dismissed that because I was doing good work in the world. But it was still, you know, harmful to me, though it was socially acceptable. And towards my mid-30s, right after I got married, when I was 36, I just started to fall apart. I started to notice that my coping mechanisms weren't working anymore. And I was just like, kind of, my bandwidth was stretched beyond measure because I wasn't letting anyone help me. I had a belief that like, nobody can help me. I was just so stretched. And around that time, I started saying like, I can't go on like this and freaking out. And I was in LA for a talk and I went to sleep that night and I had this dream of being sexually abused as a child. And I do remember who it was in the dream. And I woke up and I was like, oh no, no fucking way. Like, put that away. Cause it was so true and so real. I might've told my husband, but I just pushed it down. And it was a few days later in therapy that it came out fully and I fully embraced it. And the remembering is horrifying. It's terrifying because in many ways you're sent back into that experience. And it is very dysregulating and also relieving at the same time because then you're giving this explanation for why, you know, this is why I was a drug addict. This is why I was a workaholic. This is why I have so much anxiety. This is why I've been, my stomach has been so fucked up for decades. Just the whys were answered. And then began the journey of reclaiming my innocence and really loving and healing all the parts of myself.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm so excited to talk to you guys today about Boncharge. I have been such a fan of all of their products for a very long time, specifically their infrared sauna blanket. They are a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life, which is what we're all about on this podcast. It is founded on science and inspired by nature, and all of their products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. They have so many different wellness products that can help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. They have blue light glasses, red light therapy, EMF management. I love the sauna blanket. If you're looking to detoxify or you just know all of the incredible benefits of sauna, but you don't really want to get a stand-up sauna or you don't have room for it, the sauna blanket is fantastic. It works by raising your heart rate to that of physical exercise, so it burns calories while you relax. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session, and it also helps to flush out heavy metals and other toxins. It's super easy to set up. It takes less than a minute. It heats up rapidly, and you can go in there for 30 to 40 minutes while you relax, watch TV, meditate, whatever you want to do. Also, it's super low EMF, which is very important when it comes to saunas. And then you can store it really easily. You can put it in the closet, put it under your bed. I love how I feel when I sauna. I know that you guys know that I am a huge sauna advocate. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. There is free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. They also have easy returns and exchanges with a 30-day trial and 12 months warranty. Go to boncharge.com/balanced and use coupon code balanced to save 15%. That is boncharge.com/balanced and use promo code balanced to save 15%.
Hi, we're Carlene and Jill, hosts of Breaking Beauty Podcast, the show all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests like Emily Weiss of Glossier,
and you'll get beauty tips galore from the top pros in the industry, like Kim Kardashian's makeup guru,
and you'll hear skincare secrets from the likes of Dr. Pimple Popper.
Plus, you'll get shopping help with our Damn Goods episodes, where we review the latest products hitting store shelves to let you know what's actually worth your money.
Listen every Wednesday to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And how long would you say that that took?
Well, I wrote the book in 2020 and published it in 22. Is that correct? Do you think it was something
like
that?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was it only a year ago?
I mean, it's almost 2024.
Yeah, maybe it was 2 years ago that I wrote that book. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, in 2022, it came out. And so that was scary. The book came out. That was scary too. Yes.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have put my face on that cover. I wouldn't have said that I could write that book. I wouldn't have written the book if I didn't feel safe enough to write it. The journey is still going on, but I wrote the book, and the book subtitle, the book's called Happy Days, and the subtitle is The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. And there's just no way I would have written it if I published my face on it if I hadn't lived it. And so I live it even more now than I did in 2022 because I'm continuing to do my work. But I think it was from remembering to writing it was about 6 years. Or 5 years.
Okay, that's comforting to know that it takes time, because a year ago, remembering and then having 24/7 panic attacks for...
When did the panic attacks start?
Okay, so I remembered in November of last year.
Yeah.
And I had my first panic attack, which I've had before, but my first panic attack of this series of life, Thanksgiving, after remembering.
So I wouldn't necessarily think that it could have been postpartum. Sure. Mm-hmm. That's the panic attacks are the result of remembering.
Yeah.
Even before too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And then I was able to stuff that down, and I wasn't trying to stuff things down. I thought I was doing all the work and, you know, uncovering and processing and in therapy, but I was trying to just not panic, trying to just be a present mom and run my business and a present wife and all these things. And then in January of this year, from January until March, a panic attack that never ended. So it would like start and then go away, start and then go away. I would wake up in a panic attack. I was convinced that I was going crazy. I thought, okay, I've done something to my mind and I'm never going to be okay again. I'm never going to be able to have this career. How could I host a podcast? How could I be on? Thankfully, I was able to take a little bit of time off. I had batched the podcast way ahead of time and was able to step back, started medication, started with a different therapist. But still, I feel like sometimes when I really think about the trauma, I'm just at the very, very tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, getting medicated was a really big first step, because I remember when I was blessed with postpartum, because it actually really supported me on my trauma healing. Because I had already been working on the trauma before the baby. But it was when I had the postpartum period where I really started to surrender to the fact that I was ready to receive medicated support. It took me 4 months to get to that place, which was the worst 4 months of my life, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes.
And when I got to that place and I accepted that help, my psychiatrist said to me, well, you've been doing all this trauma recovery, but taking this medication will actually give you a safer baseline to do deeper work. So that's what I'll say to you right now, that you're at the first stage of creating an even deeper baseline. So use the medication as a way of getting to safety, to enough safety to go deeper safely. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. And I held on to that because I had heard you say that, that it gave you a new baseline.
Yeah.
And I really felt that. I'm super sensitive, and it took me like 2 months to even feel the medication.
Yeah. It took me like 6 months.
Oh my God.
Am I getting that? I think they're just dropping something off. It's a messenger. Thanks, Joshy.
The joys of being in Gabby's house. We get all the little behind the scenes moments. We love the behind the scenes moments.
Getting a pink suit dropped off.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Pink suit. Love. I really wanted to get the matching pants to this.
You should.
But they were out. Oh. I'm on a wait list. But so the new baseline is so true. And when I just started to feel a little bit more regulated in my nervous system, having a new baseline changed everything. And just gave me the ability to talk about these things, to think about these things, and to not go into immediate fight or flight. Because that fight or flight, it had me questioning everything. Am I sane? Am I ever going to be okay again? Am I ever going to be able to be a good mom? Even though I knew I was being a good mom every day, but it was just so hard.
It's the hardest thing in the world. It's the most fucked up thing.
It is. It totally is. So what are some of the tools that really helps you get through it?
Well, internal family systems therapy, which I'm writing about now, it helped me so much that I got trained in it. And now I'm writing about it in my 10th book.
Huge.
The book is called Self-Help.
Such a good title. Oh my God. You always have the best titles.
I do have good titles. I'm proud of my titles. Yes. A few I would retitle, but you know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can come back. We can announce that here.
Yeah.
I would probably retitle Judgment Detox to something more uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
that I would like to get people in the door faster.
Yeah. Uplifting is good.
Like share the promise instead mm-hmm. of the issue.
Yeah. Like Happy Days is so uplifting.
That's
even
right.
though it's really about such That's a right. traumatic journey.
Yep. That's right. And that book also has like a double meaning that when you read the book, you'll know why mm-hmm. the title mm-hmm. is that. And then my first title, I actually didn't title Add More Ink to Your Life. That was a podcast I was on or a radio show. And I made that the title of the book. And I would absolutely retitle that mm-hmm. book, but it was fine for what mm-hmm. it was.
First book. I mean, I feel the same about my
So the
first
one title
book.
I really don't like is the one I didn't title myself.
Yeah.
That's, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Self-help is so good.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So IFS.
Yeah, IFS, EMDR mm-hmm. therapy was just really transformative. I think that a big part for me was doing kind of different modalities at different times. So there was periods where I was in somatic experiencing and periods when I was doing EMDR, periods, these are different trauma therapies that I write about in Happy mm-hmm. Days. And trusting the timing of when I was being called to do one over the other. And it's really a cumulative effect of all of it and just pacing it and titrating in and titrating out. You can't rip off the Band-Aid at once. So, you know, you're with me right now, you feel good with me right now, we're comfortable, we're safe right now. And then, you know, next week, if you're in therapy and you have to dip into it, dip in, then mm-hmm. you can dip back out. Your dissociative part is still protecting you. And that's a good thing. Your ability to check out is, if you're conscious of it, is helpful mm-hmm. right now as you cut. So the idea of being like, I'm going to titrate in and titrate out, titrate in and titrate out. Also making sure you're working with your psychiatrist to get to the right therapeutic mm-hmm. dose of your medication.
Exactly.
Because it took me a while to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept going up because my psychiatrist was like, let's get you to great because you're on it.
Yeah. So you know? Why not?
So your weight, your, you know, your gender, your rate, none of that matters mm-hmm. when it comes to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So you might think, oh, I'm like a tiny little person. I don't need as much medication. That's quite the opposite.
Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah. I think I probably need to take more. Yeah. I think I need to. I started on a really low dose.
Are you on Zoloft?
I'm on Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
And they put me on Prozac, or I actually chose to go on Prozac because my mom takes Prozac. And
yeah,
I was just like, get me something that already helps someone
yeah.
in my family.
Yep.
And that was when I was kind of considering the whole pregnancy process. And my listeners know this. I've been talking about this. Do I switch? Do I go on the one, you know, one of the ones that's more proven for pregnancy? But as I talk to more people, Prozac has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I don't want to mess with something that's working.
Don't mess
so well.
With something that's working. Mm-hmm. And they have so much data. And mm-hmm. and the gynecologists are beautiful because they'll talk about risk reward, right?
Exactly.
Like the risk of you having a panic attack while you're pregnant is so much greater than you being on Prozac while you're
yes.
pregnant.
Yes. And so, the way that affects the baby. I mean, imagine if I was panicking every day, which was my life.
Could create a lot of trouble for you
yeah,
in your pregnancy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or block
absolutely.
You from getting pregnant altogether.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah.
I just found out this morning that I'm pregnant. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. This morning, I've known for like 2 weeks.
Did you just get pregnant naturally?
Yeah.
I love you. So, well, you're so young. Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
So
yeah.
Beautiful.
It was this time around, it was easier than the first time.
Yeah.
The first time took a little longer.
Because you're regulated.
Yes. I didn't expect it to happen so soon, but I just have known. And so this morning, I had to take a test.
Yeah.
And my therapist had said, don't take the test on the same day yeah. as your book meeting
yeah,
and all this
yeah, yeah.
stuff.
No.
I had to.
It's great.
I'm so happy.
That's fucking
I'm
amazing.
I'm so happy.
Wait, congratulations. I'm so
thank
happy
you.
For you.
Thank
it's
you.
So beautiful.
So I'm going to just really carry forth all these lessons
yeah.
and be working on all
yeah.
of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank God for healthy bodies
yes.
and regulated
yes.
systems.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are talking about water today, and you know I love this. I am pregnant, and even when I'm not pregnant, I am always looking for ways to be more hydrated, and it's super important to have safe, clean water. We don't want to worry about that, but unfortunately, tap water has so many harmful contaminants, and I am always shouting this from the rooftops to all of my friends. If I go to a friend's house and they offer me tap water, I'm like, we got to talk about this. We are not going to drink tap water. You shouldn't drink tap water. It's one of the things that I will really, really get on my soapbox about. So that's why you've got to check out Aqua True. Aqua True purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and are specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. PFAS are found in almost 45% of U.S. tap water, and I'm so grateful that Aqua True is certified to remove these contaminants. Long-term exposure to high concentrations of PFAS can potentially lead to adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is why I am so glad that they remove PFAS. And also, if you have pets like I do, our pets are part of the family and they get nothing but the best in our home. Even Hudson can tell the difference. He only drinks Aqua True water. I can always tell a difference. It's amazing. So Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. Today, my listeners receive 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter the code balanced at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use code balanced. I am still pinching myself that I get to work with Melissa Wood Health. Oh my God, I do MWH workouts every single day, and I have since the pandemic started in 2020. So I love MWH because Melissa Wood Tepperberg, she just knows what's up. She created a platform that can help you strengthen both your body and your mind with workouts, meditations, nutrition, and lifestyle content that you can easily commit to. Meditation is the foundation of this practice. They offer a collection of meditations to guide you and ground you to help you become your most centered self. And honestly, I have so many good memories and good stories about doing Melissa's meditations when I really, really needed the most. Her workouts offer a blend of yoga and Pilates classes, both of which are my favorites. And this year, MWH launched their 7-day reset and renew program that features both guided workouts and meditations, as well as a week-long nutrition program. So of course, we have a special deal for you. As Melissa says herself, don't trust me, try me. Visit melissawoodhealth.com and use the code balanced at checkout to get your first month free off of your monthly membership. That is MelissaWoodHealth.com and use code balanced for your first month free.
I know what I'm so excited to talk to you about. So when you were on the Skinny Confidential, you did something that I was so excited that you did, which was that you channeled mm-hmm. Louise Hay. Mm-hmm. And on this podcast, that's something that we do often, mm-hmm. channeling. But I was so excited to hear you doing this on the podcast that
with Lauren. I was kind of toning it down a little.
I know. I can tell. Well, just because you're smart. Like, you know, I mean, people who listen totally to their podcast might have never heard channeling before. And some people who love their podcast love your podcast and my podcast.
Yeah.
And they do know. But I would love to see if we could channel a little bit today, if you're open to it. We could channel Louise Hay.
Yeah. I already saw some sparks of light over your head, which I think I know who that is for you. So that's happened. That's coming through. Yeah. And I've just been channeling with much more ease, and it can just tune right in. It's very hard to do it for myself. It's much easier for me. When I channel for myself, it's more just like hits of like, oh, there's that thing I need to think about. Right. But to sit down and just like let spirit in. So what I would do is I would say, I'm only welcoming in the guidance of the highest truth and compassion into the space right now. And there's only good guides in my space because I don't have any fucking time for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Serious boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to just, I almost have like this shield around me, and it's like the only the coolest entities are allowed to center into the space.
Yes.
And my left hand goes numb, which you can see right here. And
so,
you know, bringing in guidance. And you mentioned Louise. So she's here and she's like, thank you for the invitation. You've used her a lot. Mm-hmm. Have you used Louise a lot? Mm-hmm. Like her affirmations have helped with your healing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She sees you like with the book. Like I just see you with the book kind of like, and then I'll start talking faster like I am right now. So Louise is here. So we can take advantage of that. But she definitely sees that you have relied on her. Right. So she is a guide to you because you call on her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're going to see Hay House today.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's clapping for that.
Yay.
She's really applauding that. That's not an accident that this is happening when you're on your way there. And she's saying, mm-hmm. tell them this happened.
I'm going to tell
she's
them.
She's going to tell them this happened because they all know I'm channeling her.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tell them
I
this
was
happened.
She's this laughing. Would
happen. She really wants your voice, that kind of like genuine healer, genuine seeker, genuine truth teller. That's what she's referring to you as. And that's what she wants in Hay House. So yes, she's like very much, she's clapping. She's like really, she's really smiley and clapping and clapping and clapping. And it's like kind of just going to be effortless. It's going to be like dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she's like 100%. She's like, tell them I've already endorsed you.
Oh my God. Yes, I will.
I think I listened to the recording and they trust me.
Yes,
if there's anybody they
course,
trust me, like
yes.
they really trust me and I trust them and I love them. So yeah, so she's here and she's very much like, thank you to you for really teaching your generation her work and to really be a voice for her and carry the message. And she, of course, has recovered from her own extreme trauma similar to ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not an accident that you asked for her. Okay.
Yeah, that's so true.
So okay. Mm-hmm. So she's a presence for you. And she's saying, like, just write with me, scribe with me. When you write the new book, she's like, I'll be a part of that kind of. Like mm-hmm. she'll kind of be guiding you. And there's like, it's just lots of green lights, lots of green lights, lots of green lights. And this journey right now where you're in right now, this new phase of your life is very, very healing for you. And she said, take Abby's advice, like go in, dip in, dip out, give yourself permission to just titrate in and mm-hmm. titrate out. Don't try to dive in head first.
Yeah.
Like it's a slow burn. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Okay. Anything you want to know? Anything you want to hear? Or do you want to?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the book, I'll just tell you a little bit about the book that I'm working on. It's kind of a modern day version of You Can Heal Your Life. Literally. And so she's, not only is she an influence, like she's been on the journey.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm saying. She's been guiding your journey. Yes.
Yeah. It's a modern day version in the sense I'm definitely talking about concepts that I don't feel like the world was ready for in the 90s.
Yes.
Where
she,
I feel she knew all this, but like she wasn't going to dump all this onto the world. Yeah. Like some of the stuff that we can talk about now.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So the fact that that's who's here.
Yeah.
So she actually says that you might even like silently or publicly co-author her.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I would love to.
Like it's your book, but like but her spirit's going to channel through you.
I would be
and
honored.
I keep seeing you sitting on the floor holding the little blue book that she, you know, when she came out with the little blue book.
Yeah.
Like I have one actually.
Uh-huh.
So like holding that little blue book, but like it's like her, you know, whatever version of You Can Heal Your Life. And almost like, yes, modernizing it and expanding the lexicon and very much like choosing that lane because mm-hmm. your physical body has been such a big part of your journey as it was for her. And she's just like green light. Remember you were even like, I don't know if we'll take it elsewhere. It feels like K-House is the right place. Because it is.
She's
just like, done, duh.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, with her as such a strong influence, like it doesn't really belong anywhere else.
No. There's no other, like you're just going there. Yeah. And like, this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. She's also like, I brought you here before. They all use me to talk to people.
Yeah. Of course.
She's definitely like, I'm walking you in the door, you know? And so now you can know that she's walking in the door with you when you show up there. And you'll feel her presence when you're in the room.
Yeah.
And it's not even like you have to sell it. You're just going to be like, I'm like doing this for Louise, you know?
That makes me want to cry.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I was so nervous, honestly, because the book means so much to me.
Yeah.
And I've struggled. I've struggled for so long to have the discipline.
Yeah.
I remember so many times talking to you, like, how do you have the discipline to write the books? And you would give such good advice.
You had to live it first.
I had to live it. It wasn't
She's saying you weren't procrastinating. You've been working very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But she said you had to live through it to write it. So it's not that you weren't doing it. You're, and in fact, it'll come really fast because you're ready for it now.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It was all the Lyme stuff, but then it was everything that happened this year. Mm-hmm. It was the remembering, the emotional trauma, the mental. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. How powerful.
She wants you to use her affirmations throughout, like, you know, chapter opener, or like throughout different sections. She wants you to sprinkle her affirmations in throughout the book.
Yeah. Happily.
Yeah.
I mean, her affirmations speak to me.
Yeah. She knows.
They changed my life.
Yeah.
Wow, how powerful.
Yeah.
So does she have any messages for everyone listening?
Yeah, I think that she is definitely proud of your listeners, that you're on the path, you're opening your heart, you're awakening your mind, you're saying yes to what's possible. She is encouraging them to follow their healing journey to help heal the world. She's concerned, of course, about where the world is, and she recognizes that the light workers listening have a powerful opportunity to light up their communities and to take what they're hearing and share it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to be contributors.
So powerful.
To recognize their power and their light.
Wow. So beautiful. Thank you so much. So with your channeling practice, are there people that you feel you channel from the other side very regularly? Like her,
for
example.
Wayne a lot, Wayne Dyer, who's always kind of coupled with Louise. He's probably here right now too. Yes.
Yeah, my other favorite.
And he's like much more of a slower energy for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really peaceful and calm. He's saying to me, I'm going to help you. He's channeling for me now. And he's telling me that he's going to help me with my breath, like slowing my breath and my vocal cords.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Louise is telling for us to look up what the voice affirmation is before we close, like when we're done.
Absolutely.
And Wayne's just like a very grounding, calm energy. You can almost see like my physicality changes. I'm just like more relaxed. My shoulders drop, you know? And he's always kind of just, he's just jokey and fun all the time when he comes through. And but at the same time, very calming and mentoring.
Yeah, he's such a mentor energy.
Mentor energy.
Yeah. The vocal thing speaks to me because I struggle. Like,
because we don't breathe, right?
Yeah.
So if you've lived with an anxiety disorder, you have disordered breath. And so I learned a few things last night from that guy, James something, who wrote the book Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Breathing just through your nose all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's why people do the mouth taping.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which scares me.
Yeah, just breathe.
I feel like if I mouth taped,
don't
I would
that.
Be like,
don't
no.
But breathe through your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, breathe through your nose. And then he said sometimes hold your breath a bit. Like, this is the author, not Wayne. But just like breathing in and then holding it, extending it, strengthening your lung capacity through physical exercise and like cardio, box breath, you know. Breathing in for four, hold for four. He has like out for six, hold for two, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to do all of this as you're speaking because, that's something I struggle with. And sometimes I will realize so much time will pass and I haven't taken a breath. It's hard. You think that breathing comes natural to us.
Almost like you have to consciously slow it down and just start breathing through your nose for a minute and you'll see. Just even breathing through your nose, you start to feel your diaphragm extend. And
Yeah, it helps so much. It makes me feel so much more in my body, which is my biggest struggle, is that I leave my body.
Yeah.
And that's been the disassociation piece, mm-hmm. where I never understood why I would always leave my body. And I thought spiritually, energetically, it was just being so sensitive. And then after the remembrance, I realized
you're living your body your whole life. Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to be here. Yeah. It's scary to be in your body.
Yeah.
Although it's, you'll come back, I promise you.
Yeah. Wow.
Brave I never thought work. I would get back.
Yeah. All right, guys, we are talking psychedelic therapy. Whenever anyone comes to me and says, how can I experience the benefits of psychedelic healing for depression, for anxiety? I always say MindBloom. MindBloom is the leader in ketamine therapy, having helped tens of thousands of people overcome their anxiety and depression. MindBloom's expert clinicians and guides can help you feel better in days, not weeks, and you can complete treatment entirely from the comfort of your home. In a study of over 1,000 MindBloom clients, 89% reported improvements in their anxiety and depression after only 4 sessions. And now MindBloom has new programs that go beyond depression and anxiety to help you overcome challenges in everyday life. I have had such incredible benefits from ketamine therapy and psychedelic therapy in general. I can't recommend it enough. I have multiple episodes dedicated to just ketamine therapy and psychedelic therapy, so check those out. And of course, we have a special deal for you. Right now, MindBloom is offering our listeners $100 off your first 6-session program when you sign up at mindbloom.com/balanced and use the promo code balanced. Break free from your anxiety and depression and feel better faster with MindBloom. mindbloom.com/balanced and use that promo code balanced. Let me know what you think. I know that ketamine therapy will change your life. And I'm looking forward to hearing your updates. Okay, we're still in dry January, but if you are anything like me, then you just don't drink alcohol at all. It's pretty amazing. I love that Heineken 00 is an alcohol-free option to the original Heineken that you love. It has 100% taste, but 0.0% alcohol. That means it is perfect for all of the times that you would like a beer, but cannot have the alcohol. And trust me, that has been my life for a very, very long time. I have been loving living alcohol-free. It feels incredible. I feel amazing in my body. I recommend it to all of my friends and family, but a lot of them still drink. So in order for me to, you know, hang and be part of the crowd, I love to sip on something similar to alcohol, but with no alcohol in it. So if you are looking to give up alcohol without giving up drinking, now you can. If you're going to a Friday night birthday party with an early morning run, now you can. Or if you're looking to have post-workout drinks without actually having alcohol, now you can. Heineken 00 has 100% taste, 0.0% alcohol, and only 69 calories. Now you can. So of course, click the link in the show notes to buy now. You must be 21 and over to purchase. Please enjoy Heineken responsibly. And I am so excited to hear what you think. I know that you're going to love it. Enjoy.
I like that I can sit here with you and tell you that there is another side. Mm-hmm. And especially you, you have the same commitment that I had. You have the same, and not to, you know, like you have the same resources that I had. So I'm going to say to you, like, not that someone without those exact resources wouldn't be able to get to where I am, but it was a privilege to have those resources mm-hmm. and to be able to have these different types of therapeutic modalities. That's why I wrote the book, because I wanted other people who didn't have the resources mm-hmm. that I had. But you do. So take advantage of them,
absolutely.
Right? Like you have Gabby on speed dial. You mm-hmm. have, you know, all these mm-hmm. different people in your life that are going to, and you have financial ability to do certain things and whatever else it is. And mm-hmm. so, you know, that's something that plenty of people have, but they don't take advantage mm-hmm. of, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. And by like no means am I saying that you need to have the financial ability to recover from trauma, but like any physical condition, the more medical support you can get and the more, you know, the easier it is to access that support, the easier it is to heal. So it's a, you know, it's a terrible system, but those of you out there listening that do have that ability, take advantage of it. Those of you who don't, email support at GabbyBernstein.com and I will send you a copy of Happy Days.
Yes. I was going to say that's the beauty of books. Books are such an accessible resource that you can find so much information in, and it doesn't replace having a therapist, but it gives so much, I mean, life-changing information. Your books have changed my life. Louise Hay's books have changed my life. And that's why I'm so passionate about books. And you too. I mean, you've written so many
and you're doing
in the last 10 years. Yes. I'm ready to embark on my journey.
They're gonna,
as an author.
It's not even a question. I already see it.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I just saw the contract signed.
Oh my God. I love that. I mean, it, when I realized that today was the day that I was seeing you, and then the meeting was truly right after.
That's your connecting to her, like you seeing the dots, right? So she brought you here right now. Then you're going to go to Dumbo and meet with them. And you're going to tell them that Louise sent you.
Yes.
They can handle it.
Yes.
Especially if Patty's there. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I know it's the perfect place for me, because normally if I said that, you never know.
Only place you could say
it's the only place, literally.
It's the best place to say it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So switching gears a little into motherhood, how has your motherhood journey been with your five-year-old son? What have you learned?
Well, before we even go into that, let's, if we're going to shift gears, we'll say to Louise and Wayne, thank you for being here. And to just, I always like to close out my, if I'm channeling, to say, and I could have done this at the end, but I'm doing it as a teachable moment for you particularly and for your listeners, that if you leave it open, it's kind of like you're, you know, you just went, you were just like on a stage wide open, and then you just like go out into like Times Square. So you'd want to say thank you for removing any negative energy I might have picked up, and thank you for retrieving any positive energy I might have lost. And I'm going to shut this conversation down. And Louise and Wayne can whisper in my ear if they want to, but that's kind of all that's happening now. And just sort of like making that commitment.
Beautiful.
To close it down.
I'm so glad you did that.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing I've learned on this whole journey is I, being such a channel, like I never turned it off. All I ever wanted to do was turn it on. And then it would be on, but I never really had such access because it would just come and I felt like I didn't have control over it. But that's another reason why I often felt like I wasn't in my body. So just a whole other aside, boundaries are important.
Well, I understand you more than you know.
Yes. It's so cool to sit with you because I feel like you are, I mean, you're such an inspiration to me. 10 years ahead of where I am. And we've been through so many of the same things. And it just feels like such a gift, truly.
Yeah. Happy I could walk it.
Yes.
And that would be what I would say to somebody like, you know, a Louise or, you know, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
So motherhood, Oliver, what have you learned? I mean, what would you say, like, for any mothers listening or maybe new mothers listening, like, what has it been like overall?
It's the most amazing relationship of my life. He's like the coolest person I've ever met. It's just such an extreme experience of witnessing psychological behavior, particularly when your kids start to turn like 4 and 5, like you really start to see the veil is lifted and they're like, want to be cool and they want to be liked and they want to manipulate you. And they're just like, oh, all these parts of you are just established. And I just have like such a strong bond with him. And I just, my prayer is that like, he'll cuddle with me for the rest of his life.
Yes. Yeah.
I love
That's my
so
prayer
much.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How sweet. Also, I love that you don't share like photos of him.
Yeah.
I think we might've talked about this before, but just tell us again, what made you make that decision?
Well, I think there's innocence in that for some people. And then there's also a lot of people that have like baby clickbait, you know? And I think that even if for me, it wasn't even about either one of those issues, it was more just about, he didn't ask me to share his image. Right. And what kind of message would that be for him to be so public energetically without having the control over his own energetic boundaries? And as he would get older, I see this with some of my friends' children who have been very public on their social feeds, that they want more of it.
Oh,
like they want to be seen on it. And I mean, that wasn't even in my thought. Now I'm seeing that. Like I could anticipate all the effects of what it would mean, right? I think not just being in the public eye, I think it's all of us have sort of a responsibility to decide what's appropriate for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for our children.
Yeah, it's very inspiring. It's a decision that I definitely thought about when having my son. And I'm just such a sharer, I think, in the way that you've always been, like spiritual teacher and author in your public career.
Yeah.
I've always been a blogger and I've always been like an influencer and sharing like, this is me, this is my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's just kind of come along for that ride.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I mean, maybe I'll change that tune. I'm just also kind of going off of his energy.
Yeah.
And he loves the spotlight. I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe you don't.
But, I mean, he feels comfortable with it.
He also doesn't know who he's.
Well, he doesn't know, right? Yeah. He's, I guess on a soul level, he's like a very sociable person.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely something to think about.
Yeah. I've had many people, I'd be going on their podcast, I'll talk about it. They'll like go away for 3 days and stop posting their kid and they'll be right back to it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that would probably be me. Like, let me try this out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think there's kind of a beauty in sharing your kids less frequently versus like, I love what you do, but I think maybe for me, a realistic step would be like, if you get to see Atticus, it's a lucky day.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you're not going to see him all day, every day. I wouldn't put him on YouTube. You know, I wouldn't be doing like videos of all of his different moods, but just, you know, maybe once a month. Like, here he is.
Yeah. 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 That's totally different. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I completely agree with you. The clickbait, the sponsorships.
And that
with
would
the
be
babies.
The question too. I would ask somebody like, what's in it for you? Mm-hmm. You know?
Totally. I know. It's so wild.
Sponsorships with your kids. Oh,
yeah.
No.
I will never. And if anybody sees me doing that, please remind me who I am. No, I wouldn't. But also, it's just crazy. People love the family content, but people love the spiritual content. And it's so cool to see you stay in your lane, stay in that lane.
I think whatever you put out, just as long as the agenda isn't for your gain. And you know what I mean? Like, I think you have to check in with yourself always and be like, what am I trying to get out of this? And, you know, it's like, I know we do things for our business and things, but like, what's the intention even behind that? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So with everything that you share, do you feel like there's anything that people don't know about you? Like something you could tell us today that's like, what do people not know about Gabby?
Not much. I ride a unicycle.
That's awesome.
I think I'm very much an open book. I have private things in my like personal life that I don't share about, which I won't. I have some boundaries. I mean, I have lots of boundaries, but in terms of sharing most about who I am, I've been pretty forthcoming about who I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you just had a birthday, right?
Mm-hmm. 44, November 1st, 11-1.
Yeah. What did you do for your birthday?
I had a pizza party. I have a pizza oven in my house in the country. And so we had a pizza party.
Fun. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
It was really fun. It was quite fun.
Yeah. And what does your downtime look like these days?
I spend about an hour a day in the middle of the day doing a deep meditation. And at that time, I'm listening to binaural music or sitting in front of the red light sometimes. So that's probably like my daily anchor. And then because I have a 5-year-old, my downtime is quite different than it used to be.
Running around.
Yeah,
like all those things. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so I asked people what they wanted to hear from you, and everyone wanted to talk about manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
What are your quick manifestation tips?
One, go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge.
Yeah, that's coming
up. Get all 21 days of my manifesting challenge. I know I'm leading my manifesting challenge again, which I think is like so integral to my mission, which is democratizing spirituality and getting these messages out. And people want manifesting. They're willing to do the 21 days. So it's a great entry point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like the greatest gift I could offer. But I also, you know, have said that genuine manifesting is about changing your belief systems, your core belief systems, because what we believe we manifest. So you can start with getting your foot in the door with the manifesting challenge, but don't underestimate the depth of what's happening there, right? So you're not just overriding your feelings, you're welcoming them. Mm-hmm. And that is the way I teach manifesting. I don't want to wash over the truth. I want to embrace the truth and befriend the truth so that it can heal. And in that healing, you can start to become a different energy, hold a different belief system, become a different point of attraction for more of what you want.
Wow. I love that. That's huge. I feel like that's a piece that so many of us have skipped in the past.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, okay, let's just try to feel good. But that is really overriding mm-hmm. those other feelings. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. What does your own manifestation process look like?
I live it. I'm mm-hmm. just the devotional, spiritual development and personal development and daily commitment to checking in with myself mm-hmm. is manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more I keep my side of the street clean, the more I settle into my presence, the more I live with joy, the more I walk my talk,
mm-hmm.
the more I manifest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything is in divine order.
True spirituality is a lifestyle. Manifesting, meditating, all of it. And the real spiritual teachers like yourself, that's what they always seem to say. And it reminds me, that's true. Like life is a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. so beautiful.
Yeah.
And what else are you excited about right now?
Well, I'm excited that this app is in the world. So I've got this Gabby coaching membership, which is all in an app. And it's
I think that's
the
so
greatest
cool.
gift I could give the world. The manifesting challenge is in it, actually. So if
oh,
you're
cool.
a Gabby coaching member, you have the manifesting challenge and many other challenges. But it's like weekly coaching and hundreds of meditations and workshops and just a big, big contribution. And mm-hmm. I'm just so excited that people can have me as their coach in their pocket.
Yeah.
And I'm just there.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Because so cool. that's how you really started your career, right? As a coach. Yeah. Because that's kind of what I remember my yeah. early New York days when I lived here in the yeah. West Village. Yeah. I remember you being a teacher with IIN.
Yeah.
I took the IIN program.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready yeah. to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I was so young. I was like 20.
So that's always got you in early.
Yeah. Good. And you're working on self-help. Mm-hmm. When can we expect that book?
December, the last Tuesday of December of 24.
Okay.
So technically next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be really? 2024 before we know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's in a year from now.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So good to be with you. I love
it's
you.
So amazing Thank to you be with you. Sharing. I love you. You're so special to me, truly.
Yeah. Go get that book deal.
Okay. Let's do it. Oh my God. What a good day. Amen.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I'm so happy that you're here. Come say hi on Instagram at The Balance Wand and tell me what your favorite part of this episode was. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts and send me a screenshot of your rating and review for a free Soul on Fire yoga ebook. See you next Wednesday. Love you guys.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.